Title: Tuning Vinyl One Shots for 90s Rave Flavor Advanced. Alright, let's get into that proper 90s jungle and drum and bass sauce. Vinyl One Shots that are pitched hard, slightly wrong, and somehow hit even harder because of it. In the 90s, a lot of those iconic stabs, hoovers, box hits, orchestral shots, the whole mentalist one-shot vocabulary, it was basically sampler culture. People were grabbing sounds off vinyl or old media, pitching them around aggressively, and not worrying too much about perfect tuning. The magic is that it's musical enough to lock with the bass line, but imperfect enough to feel raw and dangerous. In this lesson, you're building a repeatable workflow in Ableton Live that gets you that vibe fast, using stock devices. By the end, you'll have a go-to vinyl one-shot rack approach, plus a short 8 to 16 bar loop, where your tuned hits actually sit with your bass and drums instead of fighting them. Step 0, set the musical context first. This part matters more than people admit. Set your tempo somewhere in that classic range, 165 to 175. I'm going to assume 174 BPM. Then pick a key center. Dark keys are classic, F minor, G minor, D minor. Doesn't have to be deep theory, just commit to a home bass. And sketch a bass line, even if it's only two notes. Because here's the truth. One-shots don't feel right because a tuner says they're right. They feel right because they reinforce what the bass implies. Now step 1. Import your vinyl one-shot cleanly, but don't over-edit. Drag your sample into arrangement view first, not straight into simpler. Zoom in and trim the start so it hits tight on the transient. Cut just before the transient, and add a tiny fade-in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. Then consolidate the clips so you've got a clean, stable file to work with. A little pro move here, if the pre-noise is vibey, keep a hint of it. Just make sure the actual hit still lands instantly. At 174 BPM, sluggish transients feel like the groove is tripping over itself. Step 2. Decide what you're actually tuning. Tone versus noise. A lot of vinyl one-shots are a cocktail. There's a tonal core, like a synth stab or a vocal vowel, and then there's non-tonal stuff. Crackle, room noise, distortion, maybe even the sound of the record and the chain it was sampled through. If you try to tune the entire mess, you'll get confused fast. Your job is to identify the tonal core and tune toward that. Do a quick check. Loop the sample and drop a Q8 on it. High pass around 80 to 150 Hz to get rid of rumble. If it's tearing your head off, do a small dip around 3 to 6K. Then listen and ask one simple question. Can you hum a pitch? If you can, tune it. If you can't, treat it more like percussion and focus on envelope and placement instead. Step 3. Find the pitch fast. You've got three advanced methods, and each one is useful in different situations. Method is the quick one. Ableton's tuner. Put tuner after EQ8. Loop a stable portion of the sample, and that's usually the tail, not the transient. Watch the note readout, but don't worship it. If it jumps, that's not you doing it wrong. That's the sample being harmonically dense. Method B is spectrum peak hunting. Drop spectrum after EQ. Set the block size to 4096 and averaging to medium. You're looking for the strongest harmonic peak, often somewhere between 200 and 1K. That frequency gives you a clue. But remember, with rave stabs, you're often choosing a pitch that works in the track, not discovering some objective true fundamental. Method C is the most reliable in real production. Resample it into a tuned workflow and use your ear. Load it into simpler, loop a stable region in the tail, and play MIDI notes until it locks with the bass. This is the old school method. Your ear is the judge, and your bass line is the court. Now step 4. Put it in simpler for authentic pitching. Drag your consolidated sample into simpler. Use classic mode, not slice. And here is a huge one. Warp off. You want repitch style behavior, where pitch changes naturally change character and timing feel, like hardware samplers did. Warping can smear transients and give you modern time stretch artifacts, which is basically the opposite of 90s rave hit. Step 5. Tune it properly using root note, transpose, and fine. First, decide your target note. If you're in F minor, the obvious safe targets are F for the root or C for the fifth. Now in simpler, use transpose to get it close, and then detune in sense to dial it in. Here's the advanced part that saves you time later. Set the root note correctly. You want it so that when you play C3, it plays the sample at its original pitch. That way, your keyboard becomes musically consistent. Practical method. If tuner says it's closest to G, set the root note to G. Now when you play G in MIDI, it should sound neutral, and everything else becomes predictable. and don't be scared of bold moves. Classic jungle and hardcore stabs often get pitched plus or minus 3 to 7 semitones. Hoovers and vox hits can go crazy like plus or minus 12, because that mania is part of the aesthetic. Now step 6, keep the vinyl sampler feel while tuning, because pitching can make things sound weirdly clean or weirdly thin. Use a tight stock chain. A solid starting point is simpler into saturator into EQ8 into glue compressor into utility. On saturator, analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. On EQ8, high pass around 70 to 150 Hz. If it's fighting your bass, check 250 to 450 Hz and dip 1 to 3 dB. If it needs bite, a gentle shelf around 6 to 10K can help, but be careful. Vinyl harshness can turn into ice pick energy fast. On glue compressor, attack around 3 milliseconds so the transient still pops. Release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then utility for width, somewhere between 80 and 120% depending on the role. If your stab is meant to be the hook, you can go wider. If it's more percussive, keep it tighter. Optional grit, redux but lightly. Bit reduction may be 10 to 14. Downsample subtle, like X1.2 to X2. The goal is old sampler edge, not destroyed treble sandpaper. Extra coach note here. Treat tuning like gain staging. Every time you transpose more than about 3 semitones, recheck your saturator output. Recheck low mid build up around 200 to 500, and recheck your compressor threshold. Big transposition changes the energy distribution, so your old settings can become wrong instantly. Step 7. Envelope shaping like an S950 style hit. Go to simpler controls and shape the amp envelope. Attack, 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay, 150 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain, 0. Release, 50 to 200 milliseconds. This makes it feel like a triggered one shot, not a long sample floating over the groove. At 174, shorter stabs read clearer. Long tails are fine if you place them intentionally, but if you leave them everywhere, they'll smear the drums and kill punch. Step 8. Microtune for wrong in the right way. This is the part that makes it feel like a record. Try detuning the stab minus 5 to minus 15 cents. Or stack two versions, one tuned dead on, one detuned up about 7 cents and low passed. Pan them subtly, like 10 to 25 left and right. Group them. That creates width and instability, without sounding like chorus from a modern plugin. Another advanced coaching trick. Do a two-point tuning check. Old sources can drift. The first 50 to 150 milliseconds might feel like one pitch, and the tail might feel like another. So loop the tail to set pitch. Then unloop and audition the full hit. If tuning it correctly makes the transient go chipmunky or dull, tune less and let harmony be handled elsewhere in the arrangement. And if the sample just refuses to tune cleanly, don't force it. Blit it. Duplicate the sample and make a tonal layer and a noise layer. For the tonal layer, bandpass or isolate harmonic so it behaves musically when pitched. For the noise and transient layer, high pass it, keep it at original pitch for bite, and blend it under. This keeps the record character while giving you harmonic control. Step 9. Put it in the D&B pocket with MIDI and groove. Make a 1 or 2 bar MIDI clip and program classic patterns. Offbeat stabs are a staple, hits on the end after 2 and 4. Call and response is another, bar 1 gets a stab. Bar 2 answers with a vox hit. And for jungle momentum, sprinkle occasional triplet stabs, like an 1/8 triplet right before a snare. Then use groove pool lightly. You can try an MPC style groove at 10 to 25%, or do the Riedel cheat code. Extract groove from your break, then apply that groove to your stab MIDI. Now the stabs breathe with the drums instantly. Step 10. Arrange like a 90s roller. Think in 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4. Minimal stabs, establish the hook, 1 or 2 hits per bar. Bars 5 to 8, add a variation by pitching to the 5th for the flat 7. Bars 9 to 12, drop the stabs out for a bar, then slam them back in. Contrast is everything. Bars 13 to 16, add a higher pitched answer stab, like plus 7 or plus 12. Classic move, on bar 16, pitch the last stab up an octave, add a short reverb tail, and throw it into the next section. That's pure rave DJ is about to blend this energy. Now a few common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Don't warp one shots unnecessarily. You'll blur the transient and lose that triggered sampler feel. Don't tune only visually. Tuner and spectrum help, but dense stabs need ear-based decisions. Don't ignore the bass line. A stab can be technically in key and still clash against the bass movement, because it hits the wrong chord tone at the wrong moment. Don't let Tails run wild. At this tempo, Tails mask drums. Shorten them unless you're deliberately using space. And don't overdo redux. Character is great. Harshness that ruins your hats and cymbals is not. Now let's level up with a couple darker, heavier DNB pro tips. Try tuning to darker intervals, root, flat 3rd, 4th, flat 7. Those tend to feel menacing and classic. Pitch down for weight, then high pass to keep it out of the bass's way. That's a big one. Wait without conflict. For rave radio energy, automate a bandpass filter. Auto filter, bandpass mode, cue around 0.8 to 1.4, sweep it during fills, and commit to resampling. Record your tune stab to audio, re-import it, and pitch it again. That gentle degradation is incredibly authentic. It's like generation loss, but musical. If your stabs are super wide, keep the core pitch centered. Use EQ8 in mid-side mode, roll off some low mids in the sides around 200 to 600, so the tuning reads clearly in mono. And here's a speed trick. Make your MIDI key safe. Put the scale MIDI effect before simpler, set it to your key, and now you can audition wild notes fast without harmonic train wrecks. It's controlled chaos, which is exactly the goal. Quick practice exercise to lock this in, about 15 to 25 minutes. Pick one vinyl one shot with both tone and grime. Set your project to 174 BPM, key of F minor. Consolidate the sample. Load it into simpler, warp off, tune one version to F, and create a second version tuned to C. Program a two-bar pattern, bar 1, an F stab on an off beat, bar 2, a C stab answering it. Then add a third hype hit, same sample pitched up 12 semitones at the end of bar 2. Now bounce or resample that to audio, and do one more microtune, detune the resample about minus 8 cents. Compare the perfectly tuned version versus the slightly imperfect rave-tuned version, against your bass and breaks. Pick the one that feels more alive, not the one that looks correct. Before we wrap, one last mindset shift that separates clean modern sampling from rave record sampling. Commit to a reference pitch that matters in your track, not necessarily the sample. For dense stabs, the true note is often ambiguous. This audio version is shortened for playback.